My name is Katia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A, A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Sixto D. Ramos, S-I-X-T-O, middle initial T, last name R-A-M-O-S. This patient was seen on October 10th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has returned to baseline with a BUN of 34 from 49, creatinine of 1.6 from 1.9, and HGFR of 43 from 34, period. This improvement is likely related to improved hyperuricemia, period. This CKD is also related to nephrocytosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and the aging process, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments, and there is also no evidence of proteinuria, period. The patient has maintained a body weight of 167 with a BMI of 23 and is euvolemic, period. Number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia, period. The A1C is 8.4% from 8%. The patient states his blood glucose levels at home has been ranging from 200 to 473 since stopping the glipizide, period. We will restart the glipizide as previously prescribed, along with the, we will restart the glipizide as prescribed, and we'll continue the diabetic regimen with the Januvia, the Levemir, 15 to 25 units. As needed. Actually, no. With the Levemir, 15 to 25 units twice a day, depending on the blood glucose levels. And the Novolog as needed, period. We would also encourage the patient to continue the Rybelsus. We will send prescription to the specialty pharmacy, as well as the patient's regular pharmacy. If the specialty pharmacy covers the cost, it will be mailed to the patient's home, period. We advise the patients to continue to monitor his blood glucose levels at home. Next line, hyperuricemia, which has improved significantly since starting, since increasing the allopurinol from one tablet of 100 milligrams daily to two tablets daily, period. The uric acid level is 5.7 from 8.2. Period. Continue with the allopurinol two times daily. Next line, BPH without any urinary symptoms. He follows with Dr. Chi Awai, C-H-E-E hyphen A-W-A-I. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hard of hearing. Hearing difficulty. The patient states he is having difficulty hearing due to malfunctioning hearing aid, period. He also reports an echo in his ear. He states he is having to repeat himself or ask people to repeat questions, period. He denies any loss of balance or any other auditory symptoms, period. We will refer to the Barranco Clinic ENT for further evaluation, period. Next line. DVT of the right lower extremity / pulmonary embolism. The patient states he followed up with the thoracic surgeon, Dr. Nunez, and he discontinued the Eliquis, period. The most recent ultrasound of the lower extremity shows no evidence of DVT, period. The patient states he will restart his cod liver supplementation, period. Further patient, Dr. Nunez states his ribs are healing nicely, period. Next line. We will follow up in 3 months with laboratory workup. End.